The 32nd plenary meeting of the General Assembly is called to order. The General Assembly will consider sub-item A of agenda item 112, entitled Election of 20 Members of the Committee for the Program for Program and Coordination. Pursuant to General Assembly Decision 42/450 of 17th December 1987, and upon the nomination by the Economic and Social Council, the Assembly elects the members of the Committee for Program and Coordination. The Assembly has before it document A69/291, which contains nominations by the Economic and Social Council to fill the vacancies in the committee that will occur as a result of expiration on the 31st of December 2014 of the terms of office of Argentina, Belarus, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cameroon, Cuba, Guinea-Bissau, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Italy, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Pakistan, the Republic of Moldova, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, the United States of America, Uruguay, and Zimbabwe. These states are eligible for immediate re-election. I should like to remind members that after 1st January 2015, the following states will remain members of the committee: Benin, Botswana, China, El Salvador, Ethiopia, France, Haiti, Japan, Morocco, Peru, the Republic of Korea, the Russian Federation, and the United Republic of Tanzania. Therefore, these 13 states are not eligible in this election. I should now like to inform members that the following states have been nominated by the Economic and Social Council: Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Equatorial Guinea, and Namibia, for the 4 seats among the African states; Islamic Republic of Iran, for 1 of the 4 seats among the Asia-Pacific states; Armenia, Belarus, and Ukraine, for 3 seats among the Eastern European states; Brazil, Cuba, Uruguay, and the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, for the four seats among the Latin American and Caribbean states; and Italy, for 1 of the 5 seats among the Western European and other states. In accordance with Rule 92 of the Rules of Procedure, all elections shall be held by secret ballot, and there shall be no nominations. However, I should like to recall paragraph 16 of General Assembly Decision 34/401, whereby the practice of dispensing with secret ballot for elections subsidiary organs when the number of candidates corresponds to the number of seats to be filled should become standard unless a delegation specifically requests a vote on a given election. In the absence of such a request, may I take it the Assembly decides to proceed to the election on the basis of dispensing with secret ballot? It is so decided. The number of states nominated from among the African states, the Asian Pacific states, the Eastern European states, the Latin American and Caribbean states, and the Western European and other states is equal to or less than the number of seats to be filled in each of these groups. May I therefore take it that the Assembly wishes to declare those states nominated by the Economic and Social Council, namely Armenia, Belarus, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Islamic Republic of Iran, Italy, Namibia, Ukraine, Uruguay, and Venezuela, elected members of the Committee for the Program and Coordination for 3 year term of office beginning 1st January 2015. It is so decided. I congratulate the states that have just been elected members of the Committee for Program and Coordination. Members are reminded that the Economic and Social Council postponed the nomination of 3 members from Asia Pacific states and 4 members from Western European and other states for election for a 3 year term beginning 1st January 2015. Members are also reminded that there remain 2 vacancies from among Western Europeans and other states for terms beginning on the date of election and expiring on the 31st December 2014, and 1 vacancy also from among the Western European and other states for a term beginning on the date of election and expiring on 31st December 2015. The General Assembly will be in a position to act on these vacancies upon nomination by the Economic and Social Council. We have thus concluded this stage of our consideration of sub-item A of agenda item 112. The General Assembly will now turn to sub-item B of agenda item 111 on the election of 18 members of the Economic and Social Council to replace those members whose term of office expires on 31st December 2014. The 18 outgoing members are Austria, Belarus, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Japan, Lesotho, Libya, Nigeria, and Portugal. Pursuant to Rule 146 of the Rules of Procedure, these countries are eligible for immediate re-election. As of 1 January 2015, the following states will be represented on the Economic and Social Council: Albania, Antigua and Barbados, Bangladesh, Benin, the Plurinational State of Bolivia, Botswana, Canada, China, Colombia, the Congo, Croatia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Denmark, Georgia, Guatemala, Haiti, Italy, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Mauritius, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Republic of Korea, the Russian Federation, San Marino, Serbia, South Africa, the Sudan, Sweden, Togo, Tunisia, Turkmenistan, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and the United States of America. The names of these 36 states should therefore not appear on the ballots. In addition, with paragraph 4 of General Assembly Resolution 2847 of the 26th session of 20th December 1971, and taking into account the number of states that will remain members of the Council after 1st January 2015, the 18 members should be elected as follows: 5 from African states, 3 from Asian Pacific states, 1 from Eastern European states, 4 from Latin American and Caribbean states, and 5 from Western European and other states. The ballot papers reflect this pattern. I would like to inform the Assembly that those candidates, their number not exceeding the number of seats to be filled, who received two-thirds majority and the greatest number of votes by members present and voting, will be declared elected. Also consistent with past practice, in the case of due to a tie of vote, it becomes necessary to determine the candidate to be elected or that will proceed to the next round of restricted balloting. There will be a special restricted ballot limited to those candidates that have obtained an equal number of votes. May I take it that the General Assembly agrees to these procedures? I see no objection. It is so decided. In accordance with Rule 92 of the Rules of Procedure, the election shall be held by secret ballot and there shall be no nominations. Regarding candidatures of the respective regional groups, the Secretariat has been informed that for the 5 vacant seats from the among the African states, the group has endorsed 5 candidates, namely Burkina Faso, Ghana, Mauritania, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. For the 3 vacant seats from among the Asian Pacific states, the group has endorsed 3 candidates, India, Japan, and Pakistan. For the 1 vacant seat from among the Eastern European states, the group has endorsed 1 candidate, Estonia. For the 4 vacant seats from among the Latin American and Caribbean states, the group has endorsed 4 candidates, Argentina, Brazil, Honduras, and Trinidad and Tobago. For the 5 vacant seats from among the Western European and other states, the group has 5 candidates, excuse me, Austria, France, Germany, Greece, and Portugal. In accordance with Rule 92 of the Rules of Procedure, we shall now proceed to the election by secret ballot. Before we begin the voting process, I would like to remind members that pursuant to Rule 88 of the Rules of Procedure of the General Assembly, no representative shall interrupt the voting except on a point of order on the actual conduct of the voting. In addition, ballot papers will only be given to the delegate seated directly behind the country's nameplate. I should like to seek the usual cooperation of representatives during the time of the conduct of the election. Please be reminded that during the voting process, all campaigning should cease in the General Assembly Hall. This means, in particular, that once the meeting has begun, no more campaign material can be distributed inside the hall. All delegates are also requested to remain at their seats so that the voting process can proceed in an orderly manner. I thank you for your cooperation. We shall now begin the voting process. Ballot papers marked A, B, C, D, and E will now be distributed. I request representatives to use only those ballot papers and to write on them the names of the states for which they wish to vote. A ballot will be declared invalid if it contains more names of member states from the relevant region than the number of seats assigned to it. A ballot paper will also be declared invalid if none of the names of the member states on that ballot belong to the relevant region. If a ballot paper of a region contains both names of the member states that belong to and that are outside that region, the ballot remains valid only the names of the member states that belong to relevant region will be counted. The names of member states that do not belong to that region will not be counted. I invite representatives of the following states to act as tellers and to accompany the conference officers as they collect the ballot papers: the Islamic Republic of Iran, Italy, Latvia, Mongolia, Nigeria, Rwanda, and the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. Please proceed to collect the ballot papers. May I request delegations who may not have voted to do so now by approaching the podium to cast their votes. The voting is now closed. No more ballot papers will be accepted. I suspend the meeting for 45 minutes. The plenary meeting is resumed. The result of the voting is as follows. Election of the 18 members of the Economic and Social Council, Group A, African States, 5 seats. Number of ballot papers, 187. Number of invalid ballot papers, 0. Number of valid ballots, 187. Abstentions, 1. Number of members present and voting, 186. Required two-thirds majority, 124. Number of votes obtained by each member state. Ghana, 185. Burkina Faso, 181. Uganda, 181. Zimbabwe, 178. Mauritania, 177. Nigeria, 2. Swaziland, 1. South Sudan, 1. Ethiopia, 1. And Morocco, 1. Group B, Asian Pacific States, 3 seats. Number of ballot papers, 187. Number of invalid ballots, 0. Number of valid ballots, 187. Abstentions, 1. Number of members present and voting, 186. Required two-thirds majority, 124. Number of votes obtained by each member state. India, 183. Japan, 181. Pakistan, 181. Palau, 1. Group C, Eastern European States, 1 seat. Number of ballot papers, 187. Number of invalid ballots, 0. Number of valid ballots, 187. Abstentions, 5. Number of members present and voting, 182. Required majority, two-thirds majority, 122. Number of votes obtained by member state, Estonia, 182. Group D, Latin American and Caribbean states, 4 seats. Number of ballot papers, 187. Number of invalid ballot papers, 0. Number of valid ballots, 187. Abstentions, 1. Number of members present and voting, 186. Required two-thirds majority, 124. Number of votes obtained by each member state. Brazil, 183. Trinidad and Tobago, 183. Argentina, 182. Honduras, 181. Uruguay, 1. Chile, 1. Group E, Western European and other states, 5 seats. Number of ballot papers, 187. Number of invalid ballots, 0. Number of valid ballots, 187. Abstentions, 5. Number of members present and voting, 182. Required two-thirds majority, 122. Number of votes obtained by each member state. France, 178. Germany, 178. Austria, 177. Greece, 177. Portugal, 177. Australia, 2. Netherlands, 1. Having obtained the required two-thirds majority of members present and voting, and the largest number of votes, the following 18 states have thus been elected members of the Economic and Social Council for a three-year term beginning on 1st January 2015. Argentina, Austria, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Estonia, France, Germany, Ghana, Greece, Honduras, India, Japan, Mauritania, Pakistan, Portugal, Trinidad and Tobago, Uganda, and Zimbabwe. I congratulate those states which have been elected members of the Economic and Social Council, and I thank the tellers for their assistance in this election. This concludes this stage of our consideration of item number 182. The meeting is adjourned. Good.